Welcome to this APTA podcast, bringing you coverage of the 2017 NEXT Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts. During NEXT, we conducted multiple interviews with conference lecturers and association leaders, which we broadcast live via Facebook. You can watch those videos at apta.org/next/news, or you can listen to podcast versions like this one, which are available via iTunes or at apta.org/podcasts.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Cruz Romero. I'm the Director of Communications with the Student Assembly Board of Directors, and I am here at the APTA NEXT Media Center, and I'm joined by Justin Moore, the CEO of APTA. Justin, thanks for joining. Really, really appreciate that.
Thanks for having me, Cruz.
Yeah, thanks for your time. So, Justin, this has been an electrifying time. We just finished the House of Delegates, and we're moving on to the APTA NEXT conference. So with that, some of the things that you talked about and has just been a big, big theme this entire time is our centennial. Mm-hmm. We're getting really close to it. Are you excited?
We are.
I'm excited. I know you guys are excited.
It is. It's coming up very quickly, a little over 3 years. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting time because physical therapy has a rich heritage to celebrate,
yeah,
and a legacy of many leaders who have come before us that have really prepared this profession to do great things in healthcare.
Yeah.
And so the centennial is going to be an exciting time to celebrate that, but it's also going to be an exciting time to really talk about how do we prepare and position the profession for our next century of impact,
yes,
and that's going to be great.
So. I love that. So what are some things that we have to look forward to as we get there?
Yeah, a couple big things we're talking about is how do we increase our presence in the public.
Okay.
And, you know, the House of Delegates, which we just finished about 4 years ago, launched a new public-facing vision. And we're really still in the implementation stage of that, is
right,
how do we talk directly to the patients that need our services.
Right.
So the centennial is going to give us a good opportunity to really talk about how do we reach out to different communities and begin to engage in different activities at the community level.
Awesome.
So that's exciting. So we're talking a lot about how do we brand the association, how do we brand the profession, and to continue to increase consumer awareness of physical therapy. As was announced during the House of Delegates, we're also talking about building a new workplace for
that's
APTA's
huge
future.
That's huge.
And so APTA has had the great pleasure of being in its headquarter building for about 35 years.
Yep.
And due to the foresight of our leaders and the great investments they made, we're in a position to really talk about building a workplace where we can connect to our community and connect to our members at a greater level.
Awesome.
And so that's exciting. So those are just two of the big things that are coming up. But again, talking about how do we engage our members at an increasing level all the time.
Yeah, yeah. That's incredible. We talked about the vision statement, and we've been talking about this external focus because previously we had a vision statement that was more internal, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So now it's this external facing vision, and the location where we're going to be located in the future is going to be a nice positioned very nicely so that consumers can come, can see it. Yeah, it's incredible. I'm really, really excited for that.
You know, for a profession that's, you know, really about accessibility,
right,
and making communities more accessible, our facilities are going to be more accessible to our members, more accessible to future employees.
Awesome.
So we're excited about that. And last year in the House of Delegates, there was a motion on active transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be on bike trails. We'll be on public transit.
Awesome.
And so, you know, we'll really be changing how we interact as a workforce and how we interact with our members.
Awesome. Really, really looking forward to that. So 2021,
mm-hmm,
so you said a little less or a little over 3 years now,
yep,
or a little under 4 years, right?
Yep. Which,
yeah,
exactly.
That's what it is. 2021, awesome. Very, very excited for that.
Thanks.
So we're here at NEXT.
Mm-hmm.
We're kicking it off. So what are some of the big differences between this conferences and, say, something like CSM?
Yeah, one of the big differences is size.
Yeah.
CSM is a very large conference where, you know, almost 15,000 of our members come together and really focus on their clinical expertise and,
okay,
specialization.
Okay. Okay.
So there's tracks on orthopedics, neurology, geriatrics, pediatrics. This conference is really where we celebrate our leaders,
yeah,
and celebrate some of the marquee presentations. So it's always where we hear the leaders of our profession through the McMillan Lecture, through the Maley lecture, and those are some of the big differences. I also think this conference is a little bit of fun with the Oxford debates and just the, because it is a little bit of smaller, there's tons of opportunity to engage. One of the things we always enjoy is engaging across the generations.
Yeah.
So you have Geneva Johnson here celebrating her 95th birthday.
Wow.
You have the student assembly pretty much running the show around here,
yeah,
keeping things active. And that generational span is always exciting to see at this conference.
Yeah. So. That is very exciting. You know, I appreciate we've talked about the intimacy of this conference, mm-hmm, the ability to be able to go up to you and Sharon, and other leaders, other thought leaders in our profession. That's great, just to have that accessibility. So incredible. So previous to this, we were, mm-hmm, in the House. We, mm-hmm, were in the House of Delegates, and you gave an address. Mm-hmm. In that address, you talked about strategic partnerships, mm-hmm, that we're going to be working with in the future. So can you tell us a little bit more about what you, obviously, so if you're interested, you can go to that. We can see your address, mm-hmm, so apta.org/livestreams, and everyone can see exactly what you talked about. But for now, while we have viewers and while they're watching, mm-hmm, can you just talk a little bit more about strategic partners with external stakeholders?
Yeah, it really comes from being rooted in a couple of years ago, we switched to be more public focused.
Yeah.
And we needed to be focused about our own recognition and establishing our educational and practice standards for a large part of our history.
Okay.
But the opportunity to redefine ourselves through our vision and be more public facing also gave us the opportunity to start to look at how we interact with other partners. And that power of partnerships is something we're really trying to tap into. We recognize if we're going to have the societal impact that our vision drives us towards,
yeah,
that we need to work with other healthcare providers, with patient groups, and with others who will expand the great work that PTs do.
Right.
And so we're really being intentional about how we work with other groups and leverage those partnerships for a shared impact.
Awesome.
And I use some examples about where we do it in the service space with the Shoes for Kids initiative,
yep.
Where we've really changed the lives of kids who needed shoes to be physically active or even to go to school.
Yeah.
I've talked about what we're doing locally in Alexandria by sponsoring the awards program for the top employers that engage individuals who are differently abled. And then last but not least, our partnership with Move Forward, which started the PT Day of Service. So
Right. We're
really trying to be intentional and not trying to do everything in-house, but really working with people who are out there innovating, out there engaging, and really trying to expand the reach of physical therapy and of APTA.
I love that. So now going just down that vein a little bit more, so how, you know, what are some ways that you think DPT students and PTA students can get more involved and what, you know, this whole idea is that you have?
Yeah, it's sometimes a little scary to asking the students to be involved because they are really changing the face of the profession.
Yeah.
You know this from your work in Arizona with the diversity motion coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think students should, you know, demand to be involved and demand to be engaged because they're having a difference.
I love that.
Jocelyn Afosa started PT Day of Service right out of their student experience.
Right.
And now it's one of the top service programs. The motion that you worked with Arizona and your student special interest group, have changed the whole conversation around diversity in the profession.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I sort of get nervous about engaging too many more students because their ideas are we can only implement so many of their ideas. But it's they're definitely having an impact. So don't wait. Kind of the recommendation and keep driving this profession forward because it's really making a difference.
Awesome. That really means a lot as our CEO for you to really say that, for you to say don't wait, get involved now. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of students will take that and say, man, if you at the highest level, you know, are saying that, that's, mm-hmm, that's great. So thank you.
Yeah.
So PT Day of Service, this is one thing that you can get involved in that you mentioned. So that's going on the week of right around October 14th. So, mm-hmm, you can get involved with that. Just go to the website and you can sign up for that. Shoes for Kids, well, it's over now. Every conference, Brad Thuringer starts it back up, and you can donate to Shoes for Kids,
mm-hmm,
either donations or shoe donations.
Yeah.
So lots of opportunities for students to get involved in some of the things that you mentioned.
And I would always, you know, always encourage. I was fortunate when I came into this profession to get engaged in the Michigan chapter and do legislative affairs right out of school.
Yeah.
And that led to a career being a lobbyist for many years, and then now the opportunity I now have at APTA. And so I really encourage students all the time to follow their dreams and to really, you know, not wait. So take chance, take risk, and get engaged.
Awesome. Well, thank you. So then, last question.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for students that are on the fence about getting involved or becoming a member of the APTA or renewing their membership as they get to the very end of their schooling?
Yeah, I think the biggest piece of advice or the biggest thing I would share with students is you're going to get so much more out of it than you contribute. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that the return on investment is incredible,
right?
Because of the networking opportunities, because of the way you get to find people that share your passions. And we're fortunate in PT that we have a pretty diverse and pretty engaged community. So if you're interested in doing pro bono work, you can find people who are interested in that. If you're interested in being a clinical specialist in orthopedics, you can find your crowd for that.
Yeah.
So we have a very community sense to the profession, and getting engaged is gonna, you know, help you be a better clinician, be a better leader, and really make a contribution locally.
Right.
And hopefully we can continue to leverage those opportunities so people feel a place at APTA.
Yeah, that does mean a lot. I think one thing that I've tried to do with my role, and I think one thing that you do great of is really personalizing this, making it human, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really bringing that ethos, that level of passion to what we do. And I think that that advice that you have for us is amazing, is incredible.
Yeah.
So,
thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet.
So, all right, everyone, we are here at the Media Center at APTA Next. I have a lot more interviews with, just as influential people as Justin, so really looking forward to bringing more content to you. If you have anything that you'd like to ask, please do. Please engage. We're looking forward to more of it. So thank you all for your time. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Chris.
For more podcasts like this one, go to apta.org/podcasts. Or search APTA Podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to mark your calendar for Next 2018 in Orlando, Florida, June 27th through 30th.